Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I've got two amazing women with me, and I'm so excited to really be able to share them with you and, of course, our audience out there and all of our listeners. Thank you so much for always tuning in every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, starting your day in a positive way. And we are really excited. We are able to give out our Casa Pacifica, and they are actually sold out. So if you got tickets to go on September 26th, you are one lucky people out there. So again, also, we do have tickets here for Harvest Festival, and that's happening October 1st through the 3rd. And of course, I can't believe it. It's already their 49th annual. This has been one of the longest going events, so I'm really excited to be a part of it. And of course, talking about events are coming back, and I am so excited that we are starting to share them here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that you can stream us at kvta.com and also download our podcast on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, all over the place. And so take us with you and share us. So Carolyn Osborne, welcome, and thank you so much for being here and being one of our co-hosts and one of our sponsors.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you. It's always so much fun.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about, I know you are so passionate about helping people as well as animals, but I know that you've been doing a lot of Facebook conversations, and yes, we're going to talk a little bit about what happens to animals in a shelter emotionally. You know, it's interesting. I've been hearing a lot about animals right now, and so I'm glad we're going to be talking about it. I want to give out your information so that our listeners can know how to get in touch with you and be able to be a part of what you do.
Okay, so my website is Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, energymedicine.com. And you can also have a Facebook page under that name as well. And my phone number is 818-776-8432.
There you go. And, of course, you are an energy intuitive. So
correct.
Just really quick before we get jumping into Janet Barnett, tell us, what is that exactly mean?
That means I am working from the energetic perspective of our bodies and minds and spirits. So everything is based on energy. So that is where I am connecting. That's where I am working. And that, of course, impacts the physical and the emotional and the mental as well by working through the physical.
I love it. I love it.
Mental.
Yeah. And really just helping us be our best in our body, mind,
yes,
and spirit. I love it.
Correct.
All right. Well, Janet, Carolyn, you know Janet also. And Janet,
yes,
Barnett is the owner. She's amazing. This lady's on fire, and she makes us look like we are on fire with her. And, of course, she is the owner of Janet Barnett Photography. And you can find her on her website, www.janetbarnett.net. And, of course, you know, I just had a couple pictures done with her because I just couldn't get any time. And then she finally said, let's do a quickie. And I was like, oh, my God, I could totally handle that. So, Janet, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me, Kim. I appreciate it.
Of course. And tell us a little bit of how did you get into taking pictures and all that good stuff?
Oh, Kim, do you have time to hear the whole 35-year story?
Yeah, not really. But what's the
version? It's been a long time, but I'm still doing it. I still love it. It's still absolutely my passion.
You know, it's funny when you were taking my pictures and along with a couple other amazing, beautiful women, it was so fun. It was fun to see you in your action, and you're just, it's kind of like me doing my radio show. It just is like second nature for you, and I love that. I know that along with that, you also do a lot of Instagram, and
That's what we're going to talk about today, right? Some really great tips for getting your Instagram account going. A lot of people do Facebook, Twitter, maybe LinkedIn, and some people are not as, you know, it's a little tricky, Instagram. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, all these different platforms are fantastic to get the word out about whatever it is you're doing. But the reality is most people can really only handle being on two at a time. So pick your two favorite. And my two favorite are always Instagram and Facebook. So those are the two I concentrate on. And then once I really started looking at what was working on Instagram, I kind of got into some tricks and some tips. And I also started planning it for clients of mine.
Right. I know you do an incredible job. So I know that you are going to give us three tips today. And so for my listeners out there, and Carolyn, get your your pen and paper out, because these are going to be pretty amazing. What's your number one?
Well, show up. Be consistent. Show up in the first place. You know, sometimes I'll go through someone's post and I'll realize, oh, gosh, they haven't posted since, you know, March of 2020 or something like that. And really the key, and, you know, it's like working out. You can't just do it once and expect to have great engagement, have a ton of followers. You really have to be consistent with it. And by consistent, I mean at least three times a week. If you're coming from a level of 0 times a week, that can be daunting, or one time a week. But, you know, so, consistency is key.
Okay. And when you're posting, you kind of want to stay on your brand, right? I mean, you don't want to be like, you know, what you ate last week or that kind of thing. What is it that you should be posting?
Well, let's assume we're talking about business Instagram accounts and brand growing, as you just mentioned. Maybe avoid rando shots of what you had for lunch and, you know, things like that. You want to keep things on your message, on what you're doing. You should ask someone you know, if they look at your Instagram account, can they tell what you do by looking at the images? And if they can't, you may need to go back and start tweaking it.
Really good thoughts. Carolyn, what's your thought on that?
Definitely. That's very good to know.
Yeah. What about number two? Talk to us.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Number two, I know you say don't preach, tell stories instead, right? So talk to us about that. What does that exactly mean?
Well, I do fall prey to this as well. I tend to get a little preachy. You know, you need to do this, you need to do that. But the reality is people don't really respond to that as well as a great story. So if you, let's say we're in real estate, and instead of posting like market stats and just pictures of houses that you have that are available, post a story about how you helped one of your clients the process of finding their perfect house. That's really what people want to see, what it's like to work with you, kind of see what kind of service you deliver, and kind of get an idea of your mission.
That makes a lot of sense, because then people can see what you're doing for others and they'll want you to do it for them.
And it's original. What you're doing, only you can do. Market stats, they can find anywhere.
There you go. I love it. And what is your number three?
What is my number three?
Visually consistent, you said.
I was drawing a blank.
Okay.
Thank you, Kimmy. Yeah. Be visually consistent. And this sort of, we touched on this briefly in the first part, where your brand should have an overall look. So either pick a color palette or pick a concept or pick a subject matter. Ideally, it's you, that you're going to keep posting over and over and over again. And when you look at your overall grid, it should look pretty.
Yeah. So when I was just going to say that, so since you're a photographer, is it, we want to be posting pictures of ourselves, correct?
The most unique thing in the world is you. Unable to be duplicated anywhere, right? That's what's really going to make you stand out.
Right. Yourself. And you need to make sure you have current pictures, right? You don't
current,
want to be
clear,
you know, it's almost like
in
those
focus.
Crazy dating pictures, and you see them and they're not that, you know, young anymore, right? You want current pictures. You want people to know who you are today.
Clear pictures. And, you know, I also have a big issue with these horrible filters that people use on their faces that are available on these apps. please avoid those mushy beauty filters. They just make your face look like it's melted.
So. Good idea. Janet, you have some great ideas. And I know that I did a little quickie. Talk to us about what that means and what my listeners can, get if they're looking for maybe a new picture for their card or business profile or.
Well, it's interesting because I do a full personal branding shoot with people for business, which is not just one headshot. It's like the headshot's like the cover of the book. Personal branding is like what's inside the book. So you need more than one image, definitely. So we try to go through at least 5 different looks. I have a hair and makeup artist there. By the time you're done, you have enough content to post for a couple of months. Everything looks different and unique. So that's a great place to start, personal branding shoot.
There you go. And in today's age, we need that more than anything. We want to stand out different and be our best us, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I always try to make all my girls come into my studio look like movie stars, right?
There you go. You do a great job.
I want everyone to look absolutely glamorous and gorgeous.
There you go. Janet, how do my listeners find you?
You can find me. You mentioned my website, www.janetbarnett.net. You can find me on Instagram at Janet_Barnett_photography. And you can just call me at 818-929-1692.
There you go. For all of your images. And of course, your image is you. And that's really what we want to do is just share you, right?
Yes. Please, you're the star of your own show these days, so you want to look your best.
I love it. I love it. Janet, I know you got to run because you've got one going on right now. So
I do. I have a fantastic shoot going on right now.
There you go. Enjoy. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast.
Thank you so much, Kim. I love you.
You got it. I love you too. All right, honey. All right, Carolyn, good stuff. Yep. I know you just had some fabulous pictures
taken too.
Oh my God, they came out so good. And it really makes a difference,
Yes,
it really does. And, a lot of times we feel like maybe we don't look good or, but oh my gosh, it's like I used to do hair. I still do hair, but you can make yourself look really good. So anyways, Carolyn, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with you and figure out what you're doing. All right. With listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. If you would like to go to the Harvest Festival, call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. We've got the family pack. Let's do that right now.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, joining me is Carolyn Osborne. And we're going to be talking a little bit about so many people through the pandemic have really adopted animals, and maybe through the shelter, maybe through other places, but sometimes they hold onto emotional baggage, just as we do as humans, correct? Yeah. And so, Carolyn, talk to us a little bit about this.
So most animals end up in the shelter for a myriad of reasons. You know, very often they either run away from their home, they've been picked up, people get them back because they suddenly don't want them anymore, or don't have room for them, or who knows what, they have lots of reasons. A lot of animals have been rescued and then end up in the shelter because they've been taken from some place where they've been abused or, you know, beaten up a lot. So a lot of these reasons. Or they've been found on the street. You know, a lot of animals end up on the street, so they're picked up and they're taken to a shelter.
Wow.
And all of these animals are carrying, because of this, a lot of emotional baggage. They are in a lot of fear. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of stress. They're in in this place. There's grief. Sometimes it just depends on the situation from which got them there in the first place, and then how long they've been in the shelter. Because the longer they're in the shelter, the more withdrawn they're going to get, the more sad they're going to get, the more even, I don't know, angry so much, but just, you know, really and depressed. It runs the gamut here.
Yeah, Carolyn, so what can we do? I mean, obviously we want to take them out of there. We want to adopt them. We want to help them. How does that impact their behavior when they are adopted?
Well, first of all, they are just thrilled. I mean, you see pictures, you see the animal and then they realize they're going home and they have it, and they are just so happy. It looks like they're smiling. It looks like they're just relieved where they can, relax, because they understand, what's happening. But that doesn't mean they've left behind their emotional baggage. And so it's really important to know that there's going to be a period of adjustment for the animal to learn to trust them and to not still be holding on to these old feelings. That's where the work I do comes in, because energetically I can help these animals to let go of those old emotions, to let go of the old experiences, especially if they were traumatized or abused or abandoned, separation anxiety, just, being dropped off by their owners that they've loved and supported, and then all of a sudden they're just abandoned.
Right, right. Carolyn, what is the mirror effect in animals? What does that mean?
That mirror means that animals are reflections of us. So very often, an animal will start to act out, or they'll get sick, or something will happen. And very often they are taking on are their owner's issues, their owner's health issues, their owner's emotions. Just think if, you're angry or upset or pissed off at somebody, but you can't express it, but you hide it, or you're frustrated, and then suddenly your animal starts acting out. and nipping at you or barking. That's very often you're not expressing that emotion. You're not expressing. Or their animals have been known to take on their own illnesses. You know, they may get the cancer. They may get the sore hip. They may, you know, who knows what, any number of things, because they feel it is their responsibility to help you as their owner.
Can we also learn from them and get issues from them? Does that work too?
We learn from them in the sense of how we can be more present, how we can be calm, how we can stay present to the moment of where we are. You know, see how they are as beings. They have a lot to offer us. You know, we don't necessarily pick up their issues. They pick up more our issues.
Okay.
Carolyn,
so do you work with a lot of owners and their animals, correct?
Yes.
So give us some of the things that you've helped people with the energy medicine.
Very often, you know, if they're depressed, they're anxious. Like I said, a lot of the emotional stuff, helping them, you know, if you've moved and they've got to a new place suddenly and they're not sure about it, helping them adjust and knowing where they're going and feeling more comfortable. I was just working on a cat with some kidney issues, you know, so physically helping balance their kidneys or balance their bowels or, you know, any number of issues that may be going on physically to help their body better work at its best, especially when things may be technically okay, but they're not right. You know, they're still not quite right. That's where the energy work is very helpful. It's in those kind of gray areas there.
Right. And do you also work with a lot of horses, correct?
Yes, I work with horses as well. And they love it. And, you know, with horses, it's not only just the physical and the emotional, but I also do a lot of work of helping the rider and the horse work together as a team.
Okay.
Because, you know, most people, when you have a horse, you know, you're more of a partner than a pet and owner, right? It's a working relationship.
Right.
And if you do any sort of competition or even just, you know, having that better connection, that is where I can help as well energetically to get them on the same page and working together.
Well, again, I really just want to kind of share everyone that you are an energy healer also as well as an intuitive, and that's kind of misunderstood a lot. People don't know how to work with you or how to best get what you need, right? Can you share that?
Okay, I think I got what you said. It was breaking up a little bit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So working energetically, so, you know, I do all my work either via Zoom or the phone or FaceTime or something along those lines, especially with the animals. That affords the animals to be at home or wherever they're most comfortable, and they're not being stressed out from that because I'm connecting with them energetically. The energetic healing part that I'm doing is an energy system that's based on Chinese medicine. So it's like acupuncture without the needle, but it's based on that whole philosophy and science of Chinese medicine and acupuncture. So it's meridian theories, it's chakras, it's the organs, it's the emotions, it's the whole, again, integrating the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and by getting, and the nervous system, all that stuff balanced and working together, that helps, heal the, you know, allows the body to do the healing that it needs to do naturally.
Right. And I know briefly, you know, another thing that you've been helping with is, you know, people that are nervous about getting their vaccines even, you know, any of those things. Those are all things. Is it really like a mindset that you help out with?
Yes. Yeah, very much. That's a big component of it. Yes. The mindset is very important, and old beliefs and old thought patterns, which we carry with us from our past, from our childhood very often. And those can get in the way and limit us and keep us from really connecting with our true selves and true potential.
Right.
And like you, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying, and then like, you know, with the COVID and the vaccines and just helping people to meet them where they need to be, to answer any questions, to help support them in whatever approach they need in regarding that issue.
Right. And a lot of times when you're working with people, you can see if they have maybe something going on inside their body that they don't really know of, right? And you can get through that. And
Yes.
So talk to us a little bit for that.
So like that's where I'm, intuitively connecting, and through my medical intuitive connections, I can look, it's like looking inside the body, both the physical, the emotional, the mental bodies. And I can very often see where things are coming from, what's going on. And just even through the healing work that I'm doing, I'm connecting on that level. So it comes to me very often where these things are coming from. And so we address that and help to resolve those issues by clearing, wherever the source is at to help resolve that. Because then once you can clear that, then you can really have the full healing that you're looking for.
Yeah. Carolyn, can you share for some of our listeners out there that still might be a little, cloudy on exactly how to work with you? What are some of the things that you've helped your clients do? And you call them clients, not patients, right?
Clients.
Yeah. what have you helped them do that could resonate with some of our listeners out there?
I can help people with their immune system. Like if you have, immune issues or, want to strengthen your immune system, I work with that. I can work with any physical issue to support and strengthen that as well. It's like rebalancing so that the body, again, knows how to heal itself. I deal a lot with old emotions, old patterns that, you've been carrying, even from something way in your past, let's say you've had an old divorce or old unresolved anger or a death that, really affected you a long time ago, but you still haven't quite, dealt with it in many ways. By helping to release all of that, that just helps you to be better. Like I said, with like the whole COVID thing, helping either with people who have had COVID and still have some lingering effects, I can work with that. I can support people with cancer, again, helping them get in the right mindset, helping their body feel more comfortable so they're able to deal with whatever they're going through.
Wow.
Their process. And then the animals, same thing. It runs the gamut of like we talked about, picking them up from the emotional component as well as the physical component, a lot of fear issues, a lot of stress and anxiety. I've had a couple clients, like pancreatitis in animals. I've been dealing with that, or kidney issues, or digestive issues are another big area that I work with, both for people and animals. So all of those different areas.
Right. Carolyn, how long have you been doing this, and how did you get started?
I've been doing this now for about 12, 13 years now. I've been doing this. And I got started out of my love of, I just was trying to find something holistically. I've always been into the holistic for myself, and trying to, that whole interrelated connection of everything. And it was my chiropractor originally who started doing this. And she introduced me to this. And it was just like,
it helped you right away.
It really helped, and it just I was like, oh, this really makes sense. And then when I could see that I could help the animals as well as people, it was like, oh yeah, this is really cool. So
really?
I just started taking a bunch of classes. I've gotten several certifications, and grown and learned,
so much
how to do all this. So yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So as we first started going to the shelter, and we encourage people to help these animals, of course, by being adopted. But what are some of the things that we can do to help them with these behavior issues or emotional issues so that we, that we don't have to suffer with them?
To be patient. To be consistent, to be calm, to be, supportive, talk to them, kind of meet them where they are so they understand, be slow. Think of think if you were a child and you were feeling like this, how would you want to be treated, right?
Right.
That's very much that same thing. They don't have ways to express it. You may all of a sudden do an action and they react. Well, that is a sign that something happened to them, probably, that they've had happen several times. And so they're just reacting. So you want to be very wary of that to kind of help desensitize. And again, that's where I can help to kind of neutralize some of those triggers so that they are not being so reactive to past experiences.
Right. Carolyn, I also wanted you to share, you've been doing a lot of Facebook Live conversations.
Yes.
Talk to us about that so our listeners can learn more about you and be able to see some of your conversations also.
Right. So on my Facebook page, Chiron Energy Medicine, we have 7 conversations. We are doing some series on pets and people and pets, what we mean to each other. And doing different themes. And it's myself, a pet photographer, a grief coach, and then a friend and colleague of ours who's kind of the moderator who's helping us. And we are discussing different themes. So there are 7 already there posted videos that you can watch for 30 minutes. We just did one yesterday, which was on Does Your Pet Need a Job? The Give and Take and Responsibilities of Pet Ownership. And we talked about different ways of how, you know, pets very often have a job, or do they need a job, and what kind of job. And then we have one more in our series next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on my Facebook page. And that's, this one's going to be a fun one. It's just love, laughs, and quirks of pets and people. And we're asking people to get in touch with us if they have a picture or a story or video of, you know, their animals doing fun and crazy things. So we're going to have fun with that. And then we're looking to do one more in December 1st, I think, on pets and holidays, you know, and the different things, you know, how holidays affect our animals and how to support our animals during the holidays.
Yeah, like you don't really think about it how much, you know, like when you have a lot of people over or every time the gardener comes, you know, or they just think like, you know, they're barking and sometimes people are like, oh, my gosh, your dogs are so annoying. Well, that's the only way they can, you know, communicate, correct?
Right, and they are. Yes, they are. And they do communicate in many different ways. We're just not always attuned to it, and we're not seeing it. So when you start to look at them and really pay attention to when they're doing their behaviors or when they're barking or how they're barking, as you know, with dogs, they have different barks. You know, there's that really like, and then there's, you know, the little talky bark. Or, you know, there's somebody out there. You know, so they have all these different kinds of things. Cats are their own little world. They do their own, they have their own behaviors and attitudes that we can get adjusted to as well as birds and horses and other animals. So it's just really paying attention to how they are communicating with us and how we can better attune to what they are trying to tell us. And usually we're more aware and in tune with what they have to say than we realize, than we give ourselves credit for. So trust yourself a little bit. If you feel like they're trying to tell you something or something feels off or, you know, you're most likely probably right.
Yeah, and also, you know, we've actually had a couple earthquakes, but they can hear it before we can, correct?
Yes, a lot of them can. Some of them are very sensitized, and they will, especially if they're more wild, and a lot of the domesticated ones may not as much as others, but yes, they are much more in tune to that because they feel the earth energy sooner than we do.
Wow.
Those earths, like the earthquakes, they start coming before it actually reaches us.
Right. Again, Carolyn, always so interesting the way you communicate with, you know, animals and people and your gift. And just, I really encourage anybody that is going through something that's maybe not answered, maybe not traditional, or really anybody that just really wants to feel good and be happy in their own body, mind, and spirit. That's what Carolyn Osborne does. Carolyn, give out your website one more time.
Yeah, and just to remind people, I do offer a free 20-minute consultation, so I'm more than happy to talk to anybody, to answer any questions, to get to know more for yourself and for your animals. So, and that is on my website. You can reach me through that. And that's Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, energymedicine.com. And I have all my information there. You can reach me through my website. You can, contact me through my website, et cetera. So everything's there.
Well, great job. And again, we love having you. We've got a couple more interviews, and I'd love you to stay on with us. And great. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk with Aparna Kurdeka, and we're going to talk about business. She's a business expert in for Verizon Business Markets, and really just helping businesses reimagine and what they can do now. So again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Call in right now, 419-0008, to get your tickets to the Harvest Festival. And again, stay with us.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection.
The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, let's Aparna Kurdeka is going to be joining us.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you, Aparna, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I know we're going to be talking about National Small Business Week. And, of course, you are the tech expert. And I hope I get this right. Is it Aparna Kurdeka of Verizon? And welcome. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Kim, I am the president of the business market with Verizon. Really excited to be here to talk about the better side of the pandemic and what we are hearing from small, medium business, which is all about a sneak peek optimism about the future and how they have braced themselves and improved their positioning over the pandemic.
I like that. I like that. We like positive talk on our show here. Let me ask you a question. So what do small business owners have on the forefront of their minds? And, you know, things are starting to reopen, and we hope that they stay in that situation. But we've lost some time, and so we have to kind of the new word pivot or reopen and, you know, re-energize. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when you're talking about small and medium businesses, it's anything from those mom and pops to a 1,000-people company. And then you're talking about them and thinking about what they've gone through. It's been an extreme set of challenges on record, right? And these have been in cases where some companies have had difficulty even staying afloat, where they've had to make some difficult decisions around staffing, supply shortages, closures, in-person business just dwindling. So a lot has happened to them. But through that, the small, medium businesses who we serve, I'm calling them, they have not really let the crisis go waste. They've taken that, embraced it, learned how to pivot, as you called it rightfully, and really grow. And the most important thing is what's happening now is, and this is the brighter side, almost 2/3 of them are feeling like they're better equipped today than they were a year ago to serve their customers, and they'll be better off in a year. And that tells a lot about the resiliency in the space, especially given how much they had to do with very little wherewithal.
I love that. Aparna, let me ask you, so what are some of the latest tools that we can, you know, it's all about loyalty and really taking care of our clients and whoever is that we're servicing. What are some of the things that Verizon has come out with?
Mm-hmm. Loyalty in and of itself, Kim, I'm sure you'll agree, has changed in the definition. It's almost morphed. It's no longer this was a brand I was used to and hence I will be loyal. It's become more about convenience. The customers are looking for on-demand customer service, convenience on when and where they want to connect. They want to do digitally. They want to do it virtually. They want to do it curbside. And they want the options to interact with you when and where they want to. And that has changed the name of the game. It's always been about the customer, but the customer, as they flock to digital and have decided to stay there, which is great, has required us to accelerate innovation, accelerate how we've adopted digital. And this is where Verizon comes in because, Kim, as you can imagine, everything starts with the fuel for this digital economy, and that's connectivity. Safe, reliable, low latency, and we encourage everyone to be forward-proofing themselves, future-proofing themselves there on the connectivity. We've done billions of dollars of investments in 4G. Now the name of the game is 5G. Don't worry about those technologies. Just come to us. We'll give you the future-proof, and we will make sure you're staying ahead of the game there. Security is becoming such a huge issue with phishing and all of that of cyber attack that you've got to solve for. We've got solutions all of those.
Because these customers don't
know where to go.
Mm-hmm. Right. Where can we go for more information? And that was what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, lots of places that we have our locations, right? Verizon stores. Walk in. We've got technologists there. But also go to verizon.com/smallbusiness. Information there. Every week is a small business week for us. We're here to help you with all sorts of tools, starting from connectivity all the way to communicating securely.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show. And please download our podcast, and we look forward to talking with you again. And stay well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Our next guest is Marissa and Meshalem, and she's going to be talking to us about National Family Meals. And, of course, she's a registered dietitian and the founder of MPM Nutrition. Let's welcome her.
You are a registered dietitian and the founder of MPM Nutrition. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. But in honor of National Family Meals Month, I'm excited to learn more. I think that nutrition is everything, especially right now, of taking care of our bodies. And so welcome, and please tell us a little bit about yourself and how we can help our families that are listening.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So like you said, it's National Family Meals Month, and we are here today to talk about the importance of family meals. And I'm always talking to my clients, you know, I specialize in mindful eating, and I talk to them about not just what you're eating, but also how you're eating, right? Are we sitting down? Are we enjoying? And this is super, super important. Studies have consistently shown that sitting down for a family meal can actually lead to a variety of benefits, such as better longer-term healthy eating decisions. It can improve pro-social behaviors in kids. So things like sharing, fairness, and respect. And it also can just foster a stronger family connection. So we don't want to skip these meals. It's really, really important.
So should we not be eating on the couch? You know, should we actually go and sit at the table? And I mean, that's a big deal, you're saying, right?
Oh, it's a huge, huge deal. Getting rid of distraction, putting away the phone, you know, actually taking the time to be grateful for your meal and to enjoy it with those you love does so, so many things. You know, we talk about all the health problems we have in America today. And if we look at not only just the food we're eating, but also the way we're eating, it's vastly different than many healthier countries. So getting back to those basics of family meals is super important. And, you know, I mentioned putting away distractions. One way to actually get your family more involved is to give them a role in the mealtime preparation. So don't just have your kids come sit down at the table with no idea how this food got there, but instead let them take ownership. Let them go to the grocery store with you, go shopping, pick out the sweet potato you're going to use, have them crack the egg into the bowl, whatever it is, get them involved. And to help with that, as part of a Share a Better Family Meal program, Eggland's Best has actually teamed up with Radish Kids, the leading kids culinary subscription kit, and they are offering you a free digital download to their excellence experiments. So in there, we showcase three different recipes that were designed with the whole family in mind, ways to actually get the kids in the kitchen. And there's also some fun bonus activities there, like table talk cards, to help spark whatever dinner time conversation you want to be having.
I love it. So really quick, what is it that you specialize in? Tell us about that. The MPM,
yeah, so I specialize
nutrition.
Yeah. Yeah, I specialize in something called mindful eating. So I work one-on-one with people and help them kind of heal their relationships with food, help them relearn how to listen to their body, focus on, you know, what actually feels good in their bodies and how we can learn to like best respond to what our bodies are telling us. I also work with a lot of corporate wellness companies. I give talks all the time, and I work with some brands I love as well.
I like that. Okay. I love mindful anything. So mindful eating is a great one. So really quick, talking about nutrition, what are some of the best ingredients that we should have that are family friendly, let's just say?
Yeah. So with that, I want you to focus on the enjoyment approach, really adding in ingredients that your whole family loves that are nutritious. You know, you don't need to force feed your kid broccoli if he or she hates it. But instead, put something on the table that they enjoy that is nutritious. There's so many nutrient-dense things out there. You know, eggs are a really, really great option. Eggs can go into so many recipes, and so many of us love them. And for a better egg, I want you to choose Eggland's Best eggs. They provide superior nutrition, such as 6 times the amount of vitamin D compared to an ordinary egg. So, you know, any recipe that you're adding it into, you're doing your family and yourself a favor.
I love it. Okay, and here's the other thing. You know how some families, and I'm not one of those because I can never, my family will say, I love what you made last time. I'm like, oops, sorry, on to something new, you know? So I'm always trying it. But what about the families that get stuck in the recipe rut? Talk to us about that. What's some of your favorites?
Yeah, I like having a few go-to recipes that you can actually enjoy different ways. So, you know, you make it on a Sunday and you can eat it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, completely different. One of my favorites is this Persian egg salad I make. It's like a play on egg salad, chicken salad, potato salad, all in one. It's so delicious. But, you know, on Monday, I can eat it over greens and have a salad. On Tuesday, I can make a lettuce wrap. And on Wednesday, I can make a sandwich out of it. And it's fun to have recipes like that that you can keep in your back pocket that give you different ways to eat, enjoy it so you don't get sick of it.
I love it. So again, Marissa, thank you so much for bringing us. You know, there's so many things going on in our world right now, but to remember to really take care of our bodies that are taking us to everywhere we need to be. And sometimes we forget about that, and we need to definitely be mindful. And I love that you're talking about this. Where can we find out more information about you, about our resources, and about recipes?
Definitely. So you can visit ebfamilysweeps.com. There you can learn more about what I talked about today. You can access more nutritious recipes, enter for a chance to win $5,000, and actually download that kit that I mentioned earlier. So again, that's ebfamilysweeps.com.
Great. Again, Marissa Meshulam, and thank you so much for being a guest here. Download our podcast, The Kim Pagano Show. And again, we appreciate you sharing some really good stuff here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. It was great chatting with you.
All right. Take care. Stay well. Bye-bye.
Joining us next is Sarah Tavaria. She's the Executive Vice President of Delta Dental. And we're going to find out about what your teeth and gums might be telling you. So we're going to find out a little bit more about affordable dental care.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're talking with Sarah Tavaria. And you are the Executive Vice President for Delta Dental, and you're going to give us some great advice for taking care of our oral health. And who doesn't want to have a great smile, right?
Right?
Thanks for having me. You're welcome. Tell us about some of the challenges as seniors face with their oral health.
Sure. Well, when we talk about seniors, we're talking about the retiree population, 65 and older. And for Ventura, that's 16% of the population. So a pretty good number of folks there. And here are a couple of things we know. We know that half of that population did not go and have a dental visit during the pandemic, so during the last year. We also know that about half of that population does not have dental insurance coverage, and so they might be seeing cost as a barrier to going and having those teeth cleanings and having that oral health screen. All that said, it's so important to know that there is a link between your oral health and your overall health and wellness, where when you go for that teeth cleaning, which yes, keeps all of our smiles bright and beautiful, there's also an oral health screen that's happening. So twice a year, you can identify some early indicators of things that might be going on elsewhere.
Wow, that's really interesting. And I know that your teeth and your heart are very connected, correct?
Yes, absolutely. If you'll allow, I will share another staggering statistic for this population, which is 70% of people 65 and older have gum disease. And that's what you're talking about. Gum disease can be an indicator for heart disease, for stroke even, for diabetes, for glaucoma. So getting that oral health screen and knowing that you have gum disease can be a really good way to take some early action on then working with your healthcare provider to make sure you don't have long-term care needs and long-term costs. And you know, even tooth decay and poor oral health, there are some new studies out that show that those could be indicators for Alzheimer's and for dementia. So there's absolutely a link.
Wow. Okay. And so at 65 years old, since that's the kind of the group that we're talking about, how often should they see their dentist?
So the standard is that we all go twice a year. So no matter what age you are, you should be going twice a year for a cleaning and for that oral health screen. I know that for some folks who are working more closely with their dentists, the dentist might ask that they come in three times a year because they're having special implant work done or bridge work done. But the standard is twice a year.
Okay. And so obviously for people that maybe have gone a little bit longer with the pandemic and maybe the cost factor is in it, is there an affordable dental care through Delta?
Yes, of course. So we offer individual plans for the population 65 and older that are flexible. And what's important to know about those plans is they're really going to support you in getting in to get that teeth cleaning and get that oral health screen. I mean, that's where the preventative care happens, right? That's our overall wellness. I will say, if you have listeners who just cannot think about and afford a plan right now, there are a lot of community partners across California and across the country who are working really hard to provide access to care, which means there are community centers that will see patients and connect them to dentists in local communities.
Perfect. And where can my listeners find out more about that?
Please go to ddins.co/healthy aging. And our team has done a great job of putting a lot of information and resources specific for people 65 and older so that you can find hopefully everything you're looking for.
You got it. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing this important, valuable message to our listeners on the Kim Pagano Show. Please download our podcast. And again, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I hope you all have a great day down there in Ventura.
Thank you. You too. And stay well. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Carolyn?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was
my pleasure.
We talked a lot about different things, and I love what you do. You help the community in so many ways. And again, let them know how they find you.
They can find me at my website, which is Chiron, Chiron, energymedicine.com. And all my information's there. They can contact me through that. And they can also connect with me for a free 20-minute
there consultation. You go. Perfect. Always so thankful for you to be a sponsor and a co-host with us. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. It's always too early to quit. Keep going, my friends, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great rest of your weekend.